I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the podcast to thank everyone who's been coming out to the live shows, the stand-up show and the podcasts. Especially, I'm recording this the night after the big one at the Festival Club. Thank you. You'll hear that episode next week if you're not in Melbourne. Yeah, so if you are in Melbourne and you're thinking, oh yeah, that's right, Josh is doing a show, come along. I've got another, week and a half of shows at the Victoria Hotel, Josh L Talks. And everyone who's been coming along and who's been writing and tweeting about it, it is great. Thank you very much. I feel very, very lucky. Everyone seems to really, really enjoy the show, which is very cool for me. Hey, this episode is also brought to you by a very good friend of the show, Dave Thornton. So if you're in Melbourne, go check out Dave's show. Lean into it. It's the poster's great, and little backstory about the poster, I'm actually holding him up in the poster. He's leaning back, and I'm there, and I've been photoshopped out. Story of my life. Anyway, if you're in Melbourne, go around and see some shows in the Comedy Festival. Hopefully I see you there this Sunday at the live recording at the European Beer Cafe, 3 p.m, and then the final Sunday as well. You're about to hear an episode with first-timers Judith Lucy, Joe Firestone, and Alice Nedden, and also Andy Lee. So funny. Enjoy this episode. Hopefully I see you at the festival in some capacity over the next 10 days. All right.
Hello! Welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am? The podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle, and this week on the internet, I discovered I share my name with an interior designer who has joshearle.me as his website, and just is, this is true, thousands and thousands of photos, all captioned, two dining chairs in a dining room. That's it. That's all it is. That's all it is. Like, it's just thousands and thousands, and that's the only thing. Anyway, has everyone had a good festival? Has everyone had a good festival? Yeah. Has anyone seen my show, Josh L Talks? Yeah. Only these people. But the rest of you, thanks for coming out to this. Is it anyone's first ever live, Don't You Know Who I Am today? Yeah, well, thank you for coming. Thanks for coming. What I normally do, and I'm no exception, I get four very funny people, and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest. She shares her name with an Orlando Cruise event planner, an admin assistant to the Ghana Revenue Authority, and a Guatemalan secretary, but the one we have here, it's comedian Judith Lucy!
Hello!
Hi, Judith. How's it going?
You know, it's going.
First time to the podcast. Thanks for doing it.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. I've never listened to it.
I'm sure there's people in the room who haven't either. They've just seen that you're on, I'll come along.
We're all in it together.
Now, you're doing a show called Versus Men, Judith Lucy Versus Men. I did a show 9 years ago called Versus the Australian Women's Children's Birthday Cake Book.
I remember that show,
have
yes.
Have you had lots of people angry that you're versing them and not realising that it's just a title?
You know, what I have had is a lot of people just mispronouncing the name of the show and calling it Judith Lucy Verse Man, and I have to say, no, it's not a song. So people seem to have just found it confusing more than anything else.
Yeah.
But it's really more that, because the gist of the show is that I give the audience a potted history of me and straight men, and then at the end of the show they have to vote whether I should ever date again. So really, it's really me who's on trial, because yeah. If anyone comes out of it looking like a fuckwit, well, you're looking at it.
Our next guest shares his name with a retired Irish boxer who was the WBO middleweight champion for 2 years. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Andy Lee, everyone! That's it. Oh, spilling it over the cables. Hey, Andy.
Hello. Whenever that guy wins any bouts, I get a flood of congratulations on Twitter.
Yeah.
I do like that I share the same name as that bloke.
Yeah. A lot of Guatemalan Judith Lucy's in the world. There are a lot. Like when I did it, it's a lot of Judith Lucy's and Lucy Judith's on LinkedIn.
Maybe I should get on a Guatemalan Tinder.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what I need to do.
I've just realised that Jude and I go to the same hairdresser.
Please don't say that because Husey is already running with that show. And I am sick and tired of being mistaken for male comedians.
Also joining us is another first-timer to the podcast. She shares her name with the Vice President of Interface Solutions in Pennsylvania. Can you please welcome, it's comedian Joe Firestone!
I also share my name with a pornography star.
Did you?
I knew that. Yeah.
I've also got you an LA English teacher and a Chicago real estate agent as well.
Yours. We're all sisters.
Yeah. Now, first time...
Does that mean your parents just got writer's block? Everyone that came out asked stuff. And Joe, again.
Yeah. Now, this is the first time you've done the podcast. Actually, the first time we've met. Is this your card? No. But you host a game show. So you're used to being in a game show.
Yeah, I've used a microphone and stuff.
Yeah, good. This will be good.
Yeah.
Well, I can give you their hairdresser afterwards as well. It's gonna be great. And finally, is another first timer to the podcast. She's a comedian and podcaster who shares her name with a New York lawyer and a tour guide of the Glenfiddich Whiskey Distillery in Inverness. Can you please welcome to the podcast from Bones of the Heart? It's Alice Sneddon.
Hello.
Hey, Alice.
Hi.
How you doing?
So good. Thank you for having me.
It's all right.
Thank you for that intro. Love to know that I'm in some way related to a lawyer.
Yep. And a whiskey distillery guide.
Oh, that's stunning. I love whiskey and I love Glenfiddich. So I assume this comes with a free bottle.
Did I say it wrong? Is it Glenfiddich? I said Glenfiddich.
So. I don't know. I just say whiskey.
Yeah. We're going to get on fine. All right. Our first game today is called Social Media. Well, I'll read out status updates by the four of you. Well, not only three of you, because Judith, you're not on any social media.
I'm not on a damn thing. I'm 51 and I don't give a fuck.
So instead of Judith, there's some of my tweets in there as well. Okay.
Oh,
so
great.
I will read them out. If you think you know who tweeted it, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. Judith, you can still buzz in if you think you know who tweeted it.
Sorry, real quick.
Yep.
Can we just get a sense of everybody's brand?
It'll be pretty apparent very early on, okay? It'll be apparent. If it's yours, you can't buzz in for your own ones.
Okay.
So your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point to the person who actually wrote it if you're incorrect. So if you guess one of mine and it's not me, and Judith will get the points. So you can get some points here, Judith. Okay. First one is this one. I'm going to start acting in real stores the way I do online shopping. Break in at 1 a.m, put 9 things in a cart and just leave.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Is it Joe?
You are correct. A point there for Alice, yes.
You know, it is a really so nerve-wracking hearing your tweets.
I'm mortified to find out what it is. Mostly just like, hey guys, still tickets available.
I think I just got hives.
One of my favourite guests on the show, who he has a panic attack every time.
We don't want to hear about another guest.
Exactly.
I was going to give Cameron James a plug, because last time he was like, you ever eat ass just to get a Wi-Fi hotspot. And I just think it bears repeating.
Should we all
I beg to differ. But all right.
This is what you're missing out on, Judith, not being on Twitter. All right, question two. Drank a beer, then went to the gym, and now I feel like I'm going to throw up. So I guess you can have it all.
Oh, Judith.
Yes, Judith.
I would have written that if I was on Twitter.
So who do you think out of the four of us?
Oh, you know what? I am going to say Alice.
You are correct. That was Alice, yes.
That's the only time I've been to the gym.
Real quick, quick, Josh, Joe,
yes.
Joe, Josh.
Josh, Josh's name.
Right, no, you're Joe, I'm Josh.
Do we say our names when we're about to talk?
Yeah, no, just if you want to buzz in, you can say whatever.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Joe, that's just what we do in Australia. Just so everyone's clear.
Andy, she's absolutely right.
Question 3. Hard to tell if calendars are going on sale because the end is near or it's just February.
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Joe.
You are correct. Point there for Andy, yes.
Joe. Thank you, Andy.
You really love shopping. You're keeping an eye on everything that's for sale.
Yeah. We've found Joe's brand now. Yeah,
I love commercialism, and I love the shopping. Come to America.
Question 4. There's nothing more joyful than seeing someone leave an elevator on the wrong floor because they were on their phone.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Was that you?
No, that was Andy Lee. A point there for Andy.
Wow.
Yes.
Particularly when they turn around right at the last minute and you can smile at them as the door's closed.
Oh my God, I hate the elevator. I live in an apartment building here I'm staying in an apartment building that I'm sharing with a bunch of other people. We're on the 34th floor and there was only one elevator available for a while, and I get a bit claustrophobic in small spaces. And the other day we were on the elevator and it was stopping at like every floor coming down, and I was getting more and more anxious. And then this guy got on and the elevator said it was overweight and he didn't get off. And I just was like sitting there in my anxiety, and then I was like, I need to get off this lift. And I said it out loud and then the doors closed. And it went down and everybody looked at me. And I lived. But I'm sleeping on the streets.
Question 5. Hello, Twitter. Can you please give us a memories function so we can delete any problematic tweets and save a lot of people their jobs?
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Joe. Yeah, I mean, Andy.
You think it was Andy?
Joe, Andy.
No, it was me. I wrote that one. So Judith, you get a point there. Well done.
Right.
Wow.
I wish life worked like this. You do nothing and you get stuff. Actually, I'm a comedian. It sort of
does. Yeah, for some people it does. But I think we should have, so we can delete all the shit tweets. Don't you think we should be able to have that function on there?
I've got a spotless record.
I'm so sorry. There are points.
Yeah, you get points. You can win. Well, you might win something.
We do have points now.
Judith? You don't have any points, but everyone else does.
Okay.
Joe, we're just doing this for the car. We get a car if we win, right?
Yes. Question 6. You'll have to excuse me. I'm really tired. I just got off a plane 10 days ago.
Judith.
Yes, Judith.
Joe.
No, that was Alice. Oh, the point of Alice. Yes.
I travel.
And I'm never tired.
All right, question 7. If you want an exciting evening, just tell your partner that you've watched a couple more episodes of the series you're watching together because you just couldn't wait.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Andy?
You are correct. Yes, it was Andy. Yes, point there for Alice.
Yeah, most of my tweets are annoying my girlfriend. who's here? Thanks, Meg.
What series was it?
It was Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, that's a, that's a laugh riot.
Yeah, it's a laugh riot. Yeah. Beck once said to me, look, hey, we're not having sex as much as we were. And I was like, yeah, because we're fucking watching The Handmaid's Tale before we go to bed. And I feel like chopping my penis off and burning it as a sacrifice to all females out there. Is it like a glowing apology?
Well, maybe you should. Words are just words, Andy. Let's see some action.
What a triumphant end to this podcast. That'll hook them through. See you in 45 minutes, everyone.
Yeah, Hulu just has a stack of severed dicks.
Yes. It's actually what you might win, Joe, at the end of this podcast. Oh. Yeah.
But what a good name for a band. Stack of Severed Dicks.
We play classic music.
Such a shame that this is an audio-only media.
You'll be able to hear it go up. Yeah.
Question 8. Never has a tennis player looked like he has a wardrobe full of jeans with zippers all over them as Novak Djokovic.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Josh?
Yes, you are correct. That was me.
Wow, that's a good one. We like that one.
Thanks.
Yeah. I enjoyed
fine
that.
Work.
Josh L. Talks, 8:15.
did it get some likes?
Not as much as I thought it would.
I'll throw it a like.
Thanks. It was back in January. I even hashtag Oz Open. It was during that period. I thought, I'll get some people. A few people were angry at me. Saying he's a fantastic player and really good for the community. So I tend to have a lot of people fighting me on Twitter. Don't tweet about parents going to a wedding without their kids. Oh, they hate that. That was still going. That was a month ago. I said, I've got kids. And I said, hey, if you invite me to your wedding and don't invite kids on the invite, you are my favourite person in the world. Oh, no. That's the worst thing you could say to parents. Oh, luckily you've got the option. No, I don't. I'm just saying I want a night out. Anyway. Oh.
Do you want to get some more off your chest? Just
invite me to your wedding, people. I'm a really good guest.
Where are your kids now?
Oh, fuck. Anyway. Question 9. All I want in life is the confidence to tell the masseuse I would like it harder and the courage to let them know I've made a mistake.
Andy?
Yes, Andy?
I think that's Joe.
No, that is Alice. Another point there for Alice.
Wow, Alice really is living her best life.
Yeah. Gym, massage.
Beer.
Yeah.
Travel?
Yeah.
Travel. Thank you for bringing it up again.
Alice. Yeah. Have you ever had it happen, though, when you've gone in, and I am just talking to the ladies here, for a massage, and without asking you, this was pre-hashtag me too, they start massaging your breasts. Have you had that experience?
No, that sounds like assault.
No, it was fair. My breasts were pretty tense. I do store a lot of tension in there. But no, this was in like a sort of a very holistic kind of health foody place. And the guy went, well, would you like an all-over body massage? And I just thought that meant...
And he worked there?
No! That was my mistake.
I reckon I would love a breast massage. Have I shared too much?
Don't you think it does?
What another glorious end to this podcast. While my dick's on fire, I'll help you out.
Now, that's a Me Too moment, Andy. That's just like... All right, and our final question for this round. Fuck, I'm shorter than a baby giraffe.
Hey, for those listening to this, we have a distinct advantage on stage as to who this one may have been tweeted by. Andy, I'm guessing Joe?
You are correct, yes, it was Joe.
I'm actually really tall if you're listening. Yeah. Very tall, almost 10.
Almost as tall as a basketball hoop, that's good.
Yeah, probably like size of a bus height.
I chose this without meeting you, so I didn't know that you actually are quite...
Did you think I maybe could have been tall?
Well, I didn't know how tall baby giraffes are.
Tall, right?
Yeah, giraffes are tall. Baby giraffes could be really tall.
So, like, just kind of based on my presence, you thought maybe I could have been tall?
I thought, yeah.
That's actually really
cool. I'd heard your voice and thought, that's 6'5". That's 6'5", 6'6".
Hamish and I would have people meet us when listening to us on the radio and go, oh, gosh, you're taller than I thought. And I was like, do we sound short? I mean, we're not doing anything visual there, but...
You are both very tall, though.
Yeah. And we must just have the microphones really high, so it sounds like we should... Okay.
Whereas, can I tell you that a common thing I get is, you're not as ugly as you look on television. I actually had a doctor say that to me.
Did you get a second opinion?
No, I married him.
At the end of the round, the scores are Joe on 0 points. Give up for Joe anyway. Judith on 2 points. Andy on 3 points. In the lead on 5 points, it's Alice Sneddon.
She is living her best
amazing.
Life.
Amazing.
That's wonderful. I mean, wow, these points really do seem to feel, you know, different.
All right, this round is called We Are Family. Now, we all have families. Sometimes that's good, sometimes that's not so good. And this round we get to meet one person's family in particular, and today we're meeting the Lees. Now, puberty is a hard time for everyone. And sometimes things happen that leave a lasting impact. But what happened to Andy that not only affected him, but also a member of his family? Was it A? When Andy got his first pubic hair, he was so scared he got his mum to cut it off. Was it B? One night, he was sick and had vomited in his bed, so his mum just said, sleep in with her and her, his father, so she didn't have to put new sheets on the bed. While he was in the bed, Andy had a wet dream and his dad woke up in the wet spot.
I'm really starting to think you should sever your dick.
Or C, Andy thought he was home alone, but he wasn't. His older brother walked in on Andy going for it to a Harris scarf catalogue. Now, Harris scarf is like Walmart, but probably not as good. Is there a bad at Walmart?
No.
Okay. Yeah. So, now, one of these is true. You have to try and determine which one.
Is it true about Harris scarf?
Harris scarf is a real place.
Is it called Harris scarf?
Harris scarf. It's like, if your town's not good enough for a Meyer, you get a Harris scarf. That's what it means. That would make no sense.
Does it sell an assortment of clothes?
Sells clothes, scarves? Pots and pans.
Right.
Do we have to explain to them what Meyer is now?
Yeah.
It's
going to
be caught in a wormhole.
Anyway, one of these is true. You ask Andy as many questions. Bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your points. Yeah. You don't have to answer together. You can answer individually. Go for
it. Why didn't you just cut off your own pubes? Or tweeze it? Why not tweeze it if it's a single hair?
Well, I didn't know what it was, and so I went and asked my parents, or my mum specifically. In fact, I asked her into my bedroom and said, I want to show you something.
So you'd never seen hair before? You didn't take a wild guess.
Have you ever seen your parents naked before?
Yes.
But
so
his dad...
they're fully shaved.
They are the smoothest humans you could ever imagine.
Or did they maybe both sport merkins?
I had a quick question. What was the wet dream about?
It was about the film Sirens.
Oh.
Which was a film which wasn't very good, but it came out with Elle Macpherson in it, Portia de Rossi and Kate Fisher, who was a model at the time, and the girls all came out of the lake nude.
It was pretty hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy that you remember what a wet dream was about, like, 20 years?
Every night I watch that film, hoping
that a dream diary.
I'm wondering how old you were when you got into bed with your parents.
12.
Still, that's borderline, isn't it?
Especially if you're going through puberty as well.
Yeah, like, it's weird.
Yeah.
But if your kids vomit in your bed, you don't want to have to clean the sheets.
Yeah, but you're 12. Yeah, okay. You're not 3.
So you had access to the movie Sirens, but you chose to do the Harris scarf catalog.
That's a very good point, Joe,
variety is the spice of life.
Which, just out of interest, which department?
Tupperware.
No, I get that. The difficulty with this one is that I find them all equally disturbing.
So are you leaning towards one over the others?
I am. I think you had... Oh, you go,
Joe. No, please, Alice.
No,
Alice,
I insist.
Alice, I buzzed in for you.
Okay. Which one do you think it is, Alice?
I think the wet dream one is the true one.
You think B, he had a wet dream and his dad slept in it? Joe.
I think it's the one to jerk into Harris.
Jerk into Harris scarf?
Yeah, that's the one I'm leaning towards too.
The correct answer was A, he got his pube cut off. So 3 points there for Andy Lee.
Oh. Yeah. Which turns out to be actually the most innocent one. And you guys thought that I was a dirty sicko. All of them.
Can you talk us through it nonetheless?
Weirdly...
Really? That's the first word. I would never have picked that.
I don't know how it came about for everyone else, but it wasn't like a small hair. I had like 2 really long hairs and they appeared to have come from nowhere and they were kind of grabbing and like it felt sore and I was worried about it, and that's when I said to Mum, I don't know what this is, and she explained to me puberty. Yep. And I said, okay, I get that. Well, can we cut them off, though? Do you mind? And she's like, yeah, okay, if you want that. But you realise that there's more where they came from.
Strangely, the story is now breaking my heart.
I think it's beautiful. Yeah. I remember, maybe this is too revealing of my family, but when I first got pubic hair and my mum walked in on me in the shower and she noticed, and she was like, oh my God, I'm so excited. And she told the rest of my family.
See,
that's a New Zealand thing.
Well, I remember when I was like 12 years old, I thought I had a wet dream, but I just pissed the bed. I was sick. And I was so embarrassed. When my mum came in, I was like, nah, it's not wee, mum. It's something different. It's something different. Trying to hint at it's a wet dream, mum. And then my mum, I remember, just sniffed it and went, nah, it's piss. Like, it was... like... I mean, she would have just seen how wet it was. Just went, nah, there's no way that is just cum. That is like... But then just sniff it anyway.
I mean, but what if your cum was just clear and yellow forever? Something to think about. Something to, definitely listen to with your children.
Yeah. All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Joe still on 0 points.
Yeah.
Judith on 2. Alice on 5. But we now have a new leader. It's Andy Lee on 6 points.
Wow. I'm so sorry, really quickly, Josh, is there any way to get 6 points at this point?
Yeah, definitely. You can get...
You think there's still a chance?
You can get up to 12 points.
Do you
still.
Think? You yes. think I can?
You can, yes.
Look, I don't.
I agree I'm with Judith. I think honest. Mathematically it's possible, but...
Just going to stop the fun there while I read out this week's... episode sponsor is Dave Thornton, Diamond Dave Thornton, his new show Lean Into It. Now, he's sponsoring the show and he's making me read this out. Now, I would talk about his show if he didn't sponsor it. I think he's very funny. But this is what he wants me to read out, and this is why I'm getting money for this sponsorship ad. So, here we go. Sponsoring this episode is Dave Thornton's Melbourne International Comedy Festival show, Lean Into It. On till April 21st, every night at 7 p.m, 6 p.m. on Sundays, and the very adult 9:45 on Fridays. No Monday shows. I mean this from the bottom of my heart, and not because Dave's paying me money to say it. He is the greatest comedian ever in the history of the world. I cry at night realizing that neither I or any other comic will ever be as funny as that specimen of a man. If there is a God and he/she/it, note, very woke, granted me a wish. It would be that I'd be pregnant to his gold standard blue ribbon seed. Plus, his hair is always better than mine. That's not true. In closing, I, Josh Earle, also have rampant donkey anal warts, which are like normal anal warts but can only be given to you in an intimate dalliance with a donkey. 2002 really was the year for Kentucky tours. So go see the future Nobel Prize winner and all-round great bloke Dave Thornton in his new show, Lean Into It, at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. He's then also said, P.S., I will give you an extra $20 if you slap yourself in the face on your own podcast. You can keep your 20, Dave. But if I had 20, I'd spend it on your show. There you go. Go see Dave. Very, very funny. Very, very funny, funny show. And, you'll have a great night. Anyway, speaking of great times, Josh Earle Talks, and also this podcast. Let's get back to it.
Well, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong, because if you get it wrong, they get the point. So the first one goes to Andy. Now, when Alice was in high school, she entered a talent contest and her talent was devil sticks. During the performance, she lost control of the devil sticks and it hit a girl in the audience in the head. Alice just kept on performing without the sticks as if nothing had happened.
First question, Alice.
Yeah.
What the fuck are devil sticks?
Devil sticks are like two small sticks that you hold, one in each hand, and then one big middle stick, and you juggle the middle stick, and you like flip it and twirl it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think I've seen that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Why are they called devil sticks? Does the devil do it?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the
devil. It's as hardcore as it can get. Yeah. Shit, stay away from Alice. She's devil sticking these days.
The devil's into circus acts.
What was the colour of the hair of the kid that you hit in the face?
Oh. It was just kind of like a mousy blonde. Just your standard kind of like white kid.
Oh, there's plenty of those. very disposable. The what about, did they say anything?
Yeah, she got a sore nose, like it hit her right here, and she kind of went down, like not like on the ground, but just like face fell forward. So I still had the two small sticks in my hand, and I just mimed like I still had the big stick.
I want this to be true so bad, so I'm going to say yeah.
You are correct. It was true, yes. How old were you when this happened?
So I wasn't quite in high school. I was like 10. Yeah. It was a beautiful moment. I used to do... So like, you probably can't imagine this now looking at me, but when I was in primary, I didn't have a lot of friends. So I got really good at the devil sticks and chatter rings and juggling. And...
Sorry, what's the... chatter rings?
Oh, God. Chatterings are a metal ring with a lot of other smaller metal rings on them, and you like hit them and they go dzzz, and then you throw it around. You guys got to get into some...
Alice, I don't want to be rude, but when you say you didn't have a lot of friends, I'm feeling it's a chicken egg situation. Do you think one may have led
Listen,
to the
I
other?
I could have had friends, but if I'd had friends, I wouldn't have had enough time to get good at devil sticks. Gotcha. All right, I had my priorities in order.
It seemed like maybe you needed a little more time.
Yeah. All I wanted as a kid was to get ones that would light on fire.
Oh.
But my mum very wisely was like, I don't think you're there. It was an incredible performance, though, and I did keep on entering talent competitions. After it.
If this was a real TV show, it would close the show with you doing that devil sticks performance.
Yeah, it would.
But luckily, but we're not.
Yeah.
All right.
With
so
my dick.
Yeah. That's on how fire. It gets on fire. Yeah.
I'd make it work. That's the kind of level of talent I had. I could work with anything.
And then it would hit me in the head.
Yeah.
All right. To Alice. Now, when Judith's family went on a holiday for a week down to Albany in Western Australia, the whole family just slept in the car. No hotels. Judith slept on the floor in the back over the hump of the back seat. So on the floor.
What kind of car is it?
A Leyland P76.
I'm sorry, is that two doors or four doors?
That was an enormous car. The Leyland was also infamous for being a turkey. So it was a British make of car that didn't actually work in Britain. So transfer that to the heat of Western Australia and you have the biggest shitbox my father could have bought.
All right, so you were a kid in this situation. You weren't the parents putting this...
I'm the child. I'm sitting on the ground, the chances are I'm not letting my kids drive the car.
I don't know how it works.
While I'm sleeping on the floor.
Okay, all right. And why were you sleeping in a car on the holiday? Like, why not get a tent, you know, like pull together like $20 and...
Yeah, you don't know anything about me. You don't know anything about me and you don't know anything about the Lucy family. They were Irish and they were insane. We, in fact, only went on one family holiday. It was to Albany. It took us 3 days to drive there. We slept in the car and then we drove back.
Okay, I'm afraid to say anything, but... I'll take a wild stab and say it's true.
You are correct. It was true, yes.
Wow.
Point there.
I'm sorry to say. And it was actually a memory I had blocked out. But it was like a few years back, my brother's wife, actually, my brother and I were talking about the fact that we'd only ever been to Albany. That was the only family holiday. And she, in fact, said, oh, so did you stay in a caravan or did you stay in a motel? And that's when I said and remembered, no, when the Lucy family travelled, we chose to stay in the car. And Mum and Dad would sit in the front seats reclined, like they were on a plane. And then my brother, because he was 12 years older, he got to lie along the back seat and I got to lie along the black floor with that hump in the middle. But, I mean, it sounds bad, but it actually left me with this tremendous legacy because, you know, if I ever feel like I need a holiday or just... I need to feel like I'm unwinding. I just pop a couple of filthy rubber mats on the floor, stick a brick in the middle, lie on top of them, and I'm in the Bahamas. So it was a great gift in the end.
I'm sensing why you're holding so much tension in your chest area. If I ask. All right, so Alice, you get a point there.
Well, you shouldn't have actually mentioned that because, of course, something my father did once say to me completely out of nowhere. I was in my early 20s. You know how every now and then your parents will ask you a question and you'll make the mistake of giving them an honest response? And so Dad said, how are you? And I said, oh, to be honest, Dad, I've been a bit depressed. I was about 22. And without skipping a beat, he said, do you think you'd be happier if you had a breast reduction? And the rest of the sentence was, because you're completely out of proportion. Yeah.
You've got it.
To the audience, if you don't laugh, it's sad, okay? So you've got to laugh at that, okay?
But you know it was. Yeah. And he was a bit of a cunt. So there you go.
All right. Now, to Judith. Now, Joe once set up a tiny comedy club where the entire audience was baby dolls on tiny chairs with mini drinks. And for 3 weeks, she would invite anyone from the street into the space and perform comedy to dolls while a backing track of laughter and crying played. One day, a lady with a walker came in and revealed she had a gun. Jo thought how embarrassing it would be if she died in a room full of dolls having been shot by an old woman with a walker. Yeah or no?
Well, my first question before we even got to the woman with the walker was, are you okay?
No.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Why were you performing in front of dolls?
Oh, no, I wasn't performing.
You were... you were the promoter.
Yeah. They were
you
my
just,
girls.
You just
yeah.
ran the venue with the dolls. You charged the dolls.
No, they got in free. And
well, what was the point of that?
Well, it was a window to the street, and so people would come in and perform for the dolls, and then people would see other adults talking to a bunch of dolls. So it really was a joke on who knows, you know.
Okay. Was it more a performance art piece?
I guess it's hard to say.
Okay. Who were some of the people who performed?
Oh, you know, men and women. Kids and adults.
Were any of them comedians?
Isn't everyone?
I feel like we're dealing with some pretty big existential questions here. Wow, before we've even gotten to the woman with the walker. So, okay, so hang on a minute. So the woman with the walker definitely had a gun?
She said... She had a gun, and it's crazy, because sometimes you want to say, nah, show me. Sometimes you just have to say, okay, I believe you.
Had there been any other conversing before that happened? She just wandered in with the walker and said, hi, I've got a gun.
No, I said, hey, how are you? Do you want to perform for the dolls? And she said, no, this neighborhood is not safe. And I said, you think so? And she goes, I carry a gun. I say, you have a gun now? And she goes, yes. And then we say, okay, bye-bye.
I'm really inclined to say it's true.
You are correct. That was a true story.
So whereabouts was it? Did I miss that bit? Whereabouts was it?
Was it?
Whereabouts?
Oh, it was in the fashion district in New York.
Oh, right.
It was not
traditionally known for being too hairy, I suppose. Isn't it a cool area? Like what's?
It's right by Penn Station, which is, yeah. I guess, where the equivalent of a Harris scarf.
Might be. Yeah. Oh, we know exactly the kind of place.
All right, now to Joe.
Yeah.
Andy, along with his comedy partner Hamish, attempted to eat the entire McDonald's menu for a radio stunt. The only thing was, McDonald's was a major sponsor, so they weren't allowed to be disparaging about any of the food. 3/4 of the way through, Andy couldn't take it anymore and just vomited. His producer came over to him, and while it looked like he was being nice, he actually slipped him a note that said, "Still say it's delicious." Yeah or nah?
All right, so I love it. I hope it's a yeah. What was the last thing you ate before it went out?
I got done by the McChicken. We'd always wanted to eat the board, which is everything on the menu. We split it between the two of us. We started with the smalls, quarter pounder, and then Big Mac we leaned into, and then we left the chicken and filet of fish for later on in the go.
What about ice cream?
Big error, by the way. Should have started with filet of fish.
What about ice cream?
Yes. It was only... I can't remember. I think it was only burgers.
Well, why would you do that?
Exact sentence is what my mum says to me nearly after everything that Hamish and I have done.
I love the fact that the person who set up a comedy room for baby dolls is like, why are you doing what you're doing there? Like,
yeah, that's true.
Was this before breakfast all day?
Yes, before all day breakfast, we committed to just, there was no specials. You couldn't, if there was a special burger on at the time, we have a burger here called the McOz. Occasionally, which essentially is just a normal burger, but you add beetroot, and sometimes that's Australian. I don't know how it works, but
I think I speak for all the Australians when I say I feel so proud.
But that one's only for a limited time, and we thought it was only fair to have no limited time only burgers.
Oh, we have that with the McRib, and it's kind of crazy because it shouldn't be seasonal because it's
rib.
It's rib.
Yeah. Ribs exist. I guess they need 365 days of year.
Time to grow. But so I did have another question. Mm. Was it a slow news day?
My comedy partner and I, as Josh puts it.
I knew that Joe and Alice would know who Hamish was.
So no, but I like comedy partners.
Okay.
Sounds like I'm part of the Communist Party. We are very self-absorbed and we tend to not go topical and go completely about us the entire time.
And Hamish is nice?
Yeah, lovely.
We like him?
Yeah, we really like
him.
I love him.
You love him?
Yeah.
You love him?
I can't stand him.
He's going to be on the next episode, so I'm a big fan.
Okay. You know what? I think it's... I just think you... It seems like you're more of a Hungry Jack's guy.
So, are you saying not true?
Yeah, I think it's a net.
You are correct, Joe.
Wow.
You get the point.
Wow, incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, well done.
So much
when
is true.
When you started reading that, Josh, I was like, a lot of this is true, but then the last bit wasn't true, which is a kind of a tricky one, but you got it right. But yeah, we did try and hit the board. We did fail, but my producer, under no circumstances, said, just say it's delicious still. we just kind of left the store depleted and disappointed and went on to the next thing.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Joe on 1 point. Go for Joe.
Thank you. Wow, feels good. Feels really good.
Judith is on 3 points.
Wow.
Alice is on 6 points. In the lead on 7 points is Annie Lee. It is still anyone's game. Don't think it's not. All right, this final
Less
round.
So yours.
Yeah,
but,
this final round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out, thank you, I read out 10 questions all about you four. If you think you know who it's about, buzz in, your name's your buzzer, you get a point if you get it right, you get a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. Okay, you can't buzz in for your own ones, your names are your buzzers. First question is this one. Who was once doing a gig with a child in the audience, so they started the set by pointing to the kid and saying, I don't give a shit about you.
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Andy.
No, that was you, Joe. You did that. A point off, Joe. At Fact or Fiction Night, it's on YouTube. There's a kid in the audience and you go, I know there's a kid here, but I don't give a shit about you. And then just started.
Oh, my God. That's so good.
It was great.
I had an eight-year-old in my show the other night. And I said to the parents beforehand, I was like, are you sure? And they were like, yeah. And then my first joke is about me giving Danny DeVito head. It was horrible. But the head was great.
I'm unsure how to feel, Joe. You think I'm that person that yells and says I don't give a shit about kids. But also that I love Hungry Jacks. I don't know what's worse.
I love that. I can't believe...
I really thought that was you.
You just blacked out.
Speaking of blacking out, who once passed out on the road and a taxi ran over their hair?
Oh. Andy.
Yes, Andy.
Alice.
No, that was Judith Lucy. That's a point off Andy there.
I was split 50-50. Yeah. I just saw that Alice had longer hair. I thought I'd played the percentages.
I would absolutely do something like that.
Well, it's a lovely, well, I want to say memory, but of course I don't remember it. In my defence, I had just flown from Australia to London. I had been drinking with Greg Fleet.
Ooh, yeah.
We got off the plane and we thought, well, let's just keep drinking. And then we were walking down a street in Soho and he turned to say something to me and I was gone. And it was simply because I had just dropped. And yeah, my head was on the road and a black cab ran over my hair and could have squashed my skull like a melon. But here I am today. And it's a fun story in a podcast.
Question three. Who here has been in the room in Vatican City where the Pope gets changed? Oh.
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Andy?
You are correct. It was Andy. Yes, a point there for Alice. Yes.
Yeah.
Talk us through that.
Yeah. I was 8 years old and he invited me.
Or a papal blessing.
It actually, it was with my ex-girlfriend, who was famous in Italy, but the worst girlfriend compared to my current girlfriend is here.
Well played.
And we were in the Sistine Chapel, and one of the monks saw her and went, oh, and opened this door and asked us to come through. And this door opened that never opens, and all the tourists turned around and just pulled out their cameras and started taking photos. And we went through at the back of Vatican and walked around. Are they called brothers? Yeah, I think they are. And people, they were all just taking photos.
No, just pedophiles.
I don't think as a white person you're allowed to call them brothers.
So they were very excited to be all getting photos with Megan, even though I'm like, you guys are saying that you're not into that stuff at all for the rest of your lives. Yeah. And then they said, do you want to see... They were actually in session trying to decide who the next Pope is. You know, they all wait around and they wait for the smoke to come out. And at the end of every day, it's black smoke if it's no good or white smoke if they're ready to go. Incredible. And so we went. They said, do you want to see where he's going to open up to the outside Vatican City? And we went to that balcony, and just beside it was... every single size shoe, every single size cloak, hat, everything, because they didn't know who the Pope's going to be. Yeah, so they needed every single size. Because as soon as that white smoke happens, that guy, like Beyonce, straight in, gets a change, and then goes out.
That also means if you're the Pope, you can just blow out, because they've got a costume for you. It doesn't matter. Just eat whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah. Plenty of red wine.
Yeah. So it's great. Okay, question four. Whose mother... when they asked them what a sanitary pad was, just replied, shut up!
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Andy.
No, it was Judith Lucy. Point off Joe there.
No, I'm Irish Catholic parents, and I, in fact, remember asking my mother, it was when everyone was getting the talk,
yeah,
you know, when I was about 23, and sing. No, 13. And I said, you know, Mum, do you... can I have the talk? And she said, you're not ready for that. And I'm still waiting for that. And she's been dead 20 years. But no, so we weren't so good at handling that sort of stuff. But Mum, for some reason, there were just pads everywhere in our house. It just felt like if you opened a drawer, a pad would just fly up and hit you in the face. And of course, in those days, they were the size of a carton of Winnie Blues. And, you know, I remember saying to Mum one day, finally, what is this? And she went, shut up! And it was, menstruation in our household was known as, you've got your visitor. And I always remember thinking, what a fun guest. But my favourite was a friend's mother who used to say when she had her period, grandma's come to stay. And I always used to think, what, does Nan work in an abattoir?
In my family, we just call it Alice is being a bitch.
So I grew up with only brothers, and so we didn't even have a name for vagina. It just never was mentioned, ever. You know, and like just that. But then I later found out that my mum called it a tups.
A tups?
And her and her sister
to
would,
who?
To well, her and her sisters would call each other tups, and it meant vagina. Oh. I'm not sure if they were calling each other cunts. I'm not like that.
Yeah. There's a lot to unpack there, which is interesting because tups does sound like it's short for Tupperware, which brings us back to you and the catalogue.
Yeah.
Oh, it's all full circle. Yeah.
Question 5. Whose first job was at a place this person is positive was just a drug front?
Andy, I'm going to say Alice.
You are correct, Andy. You are, yes.
Well, yeah, it was me. It was a Subway knockoff store called Zero's Subs.
All right. And how many subs did they sell?
Honestly, at the time I was there, zero.
Hang on. So they're selling sub sandwiches, yeah, so but it's called Zero Subs.
Yeah, it was called Zero Subs. And I was 15 years old and I worked the graveyard shift, which was 4 after school till like 3 in the morning. I never got any customers except for drunk people who just wanted water for free. Which I would give them. And I'm pretty sure it was a drug front. We made no money, but like... business was good, you know, and I eventually got like almost fired. I got an official warning for shutting a fridge door with my foot, and then I quit in protest. It was a pretty incredible time in my life.
And you could just then focus on the devil sticks. That was great. Yeah. Great. Question 6. Who found themselves on a bus in Southeast Asia that was trying to smuggle live chickens across the border?
Judith.
Yes, Judith.
Andy?
No, that was Alice as well. Point wow. Off Judith there.
Yeah, that was me again.
I didn't really feel like they needed to smuggle in those buses. It's normally just chickens everywhere on the way through.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. They opened up the bottom of the bus, like where you think all the luggage would be, but it was just loose live chickens everywhere. And then we were pulled over in like customs for a few hours while they sorted them out. And then I don't know what happened to the chickens. So I shudder to think.
You said sorted them out, didn't you?
Sorted them out,
I thought you
yeah.
said slaughtered them out. Yeah.
No, that too. It was a miserable bus ride. I was high. It was the only way to get through it.
Question 7. Who here hosted an inner beauty pageant where the contestants had to wear a homemade swimsuit?
Andy.
Yes, Andy.
I reckon Joe.
You are correct. Yes, yeah. That was Joe. Yes.
It's just the whole dolls thing. And yeah, it was a theme, wasn't it?
Yeah, I got an aesthetic.
So, but you've hosted lots of different shows.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So you host Doctor Game shows. That's, yeah. And you also hosted the Inner Beauty pageant.
Yeah, people get very insulted when I ask them to participate. But it's meant to be a compliment. But people have been some very creative swimsuits.
You also host a show with your dad?
No, yeah. No, not anymore.
Not anymore, okay. But you did. It was called Punderdome.
Punderdome,
yeah. So many
He's
shows.
He's still doing it, though. He's holding down the fort.
Creative differences split you up?
Yeah, it's crazy. Working with your dad is, like, so fun. And then you just, you know, it's also fun just to not do that.
All right.
It's fun either way.
Next question. Who thinks Maroon 5 have been the same age for too long?
Alice.
Yes, Alice.
Andy?
No, that's Joe there. Point off Alice, yes.
I feel that way.
On Pitchfork's Over Under, you said, yeah.
They have been very consistent with their faces.
Yeah. They have, actually. You're right.
But all of them, usually it's just the front man, but all of Maroon 5, or like, because the Killers, it's only Brandon Flowers who looks young. The rest of them look like normal people look. Yeah. They're lucky in that regard.
I'll have to take your word for it.
That's all. Anyway. I wonder what bit will be cut out of this show. Anyway. Okay, next question. Who attempted the same degree in 4 different universities?
Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Judith.
No, that was Alice. Point off Joe.
That's a real beat up on me. I did finish the degree. I just went to 4 different universities for it just because it's hard to commit, you know.
What degree was it?
It was law and politics. And I've got it, and look at me putting it to use.
but why? Yeah. Sorry, but why did you keep changing universities?
I just got bored. I'd live in a city for a couple of years and be like, okay. Then move on to another one and be like, okay, that was a mistake. I should have stayed at the last one, but I'll keep going.
Did you ever think that the subjects were boring, not the place?
No, I was about 100 grand deep in at that stage, and I was like, I'm finishing it now, you know? And, so come to my show.
And our final question for the game. Whose father would try and blow air up the cat's ass?
Oh, Joe.
Yes, Joe.
Judith.
You are correct, yes, of course.
It's an Irish Catholic thing.
See?
By the end of an hour, you discover someone's brand. It's really easy, yeah.
Judith, why?
Oh. Look, there was a lot going on with that poor animal. So a Siamese cat, for starters, that was never let out of the house, so just and was often kept in a cage on the table while we were having dinner. And because the cat was never allowed out of the cage, it was kind of like the Tasmanian devil from the Bugs Bunny cartoons, and it was a killer. And my dad has slight sadistic streak, hence the whole breast lopping suggestion, possibly. Yeah, this is not going to end somewhere fun. So just to sometimes drive the cat insane, while the cat was actually out of the cage, Dad would just walk up to it and, I mean, there would be no lip-anus contact. I feel I need to stress that.
He's not playing the cat trombone.
No, no, he wasn't rimming it. But but he would just sort of blow in that general area so the cat would go crazy and just run around a lot because he was a weird guy.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are on -1 point, Joe Firestone.
Oh, thank you. Well.
On 2 points, it's Judith Lucy.
Yes.
On 6 points, Alice Sneddon.
Woo!
But our winner on 8 points is Andy Lay, everyone.
Yes. That's what I came here for.
Yeah.
Simply the win.
Now, because you win, Andy, you get to plug whatever you want to plug first. You've got your podcast.
I'm going to plug Joe's show and Alice's show.
Yeah, thank you.
When are they on?
I'm leaving.
Okay. She's taken the loss really badly,
show.
Everybody.
One more show tonight, though.
Yeah,
so
one.
So these people can come.
Yeah, you got, please.
So it's called Headliners. Where is it tonight?
Max Watts.
Great.
Yeah. And Al?
I'm doing a show at Forum Theatre. It's called Absolute Monster, and it stars me. I also wrote it, so it's pretty cool. Tickets are readily available. It's a small venue, so if all of you guys want to show up tonight, I can't take it. But if you do it over the next couple of weeks, that'd be perfect. So just kind of organise amongst yourselves.
And also this time next week, you'll be doing a podcast right here on this stage.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Fuck. We're doing a live recording of Boners of the Heart, which is a podcast I host with Rose Matafeo. Also, I do a show called Snort, which is on every night at 11. It's improvised comedy that's funny.
Judith.
Oh, no, I feel it was quite pointed that Andy didn't want to plug my show.
I think Judith said it too good for too long, everybody.
So
move aside,
Judith. Yeah, all right. I want don't come and see my show. All right, whatever you do, don't come and see it at the Playhouse, at the Arts Centre until next Sunday.
Give it up for everyone you saw on the stage.
And can we give it up for the host?
Oh, thank you. Hey, thanks. If you haven't seen my show, I'm doing my show 7:15 tonight, but 8:15 every other night at Victoria Hotel. It's called Josh Earl Talks. No songs this year, just me talking for an hour. Also on Tuesday, I've got another podcast at Max Watts with Hamish Blake, James Acaster, Des Bishop and Felicity Ward. Tickets are $15, so it's cheaper than this one. I don't know why, but that's what, that's what the festival put it as.
I can't wait to tell Hamish that. Makes perfect sense to me.
And do pass on that I can't stand him.
And next week here, we have Will Anderson, Silly Piccola, Fern Brady and Tommy Dasilo. It's going to be great. And the week
after... Don't be that excited. Tonight was fine.
And in the final...
We're still on stage, okay?
And the final week is going to be very special. We have Nina Oyama coming
again.
On.
Again? Great!
But wait for it. Nina Oyama, we have Reese Nicholson, we have Louis Theroux, we have John Safran, and we also have Michael Caine. So three of those might all be Ben Russell, but still, it's going to be amazing. Hey, I've been Josh. Hopefully I see you at the show tonight. And one more time, stick around. See you later. Bye. Cheers.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.